Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are once again, and all the listeners, and for those of you joining us right now via internet and recording, iTunes, Stitchers, and all those media hosting platforms. Thank you for joining us here. Welcome. This is, in case you didn't know, this is the place to be, Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. And I'd like to state the mission, as we do always. And first of all, thank you for joining us in this space, because there are power in the space of togetherness. So let's all be on one accord, you know, and just wanting the best for our lives and ourselves, and know that there's greater power than ourselves out there working for us if only we just believe. So believe the greatest about yourself and your life, okay? Now, to get this party started, I'm the one and only Urban Life Coach, Kelaine Greenwood. And this show, as we say, the mission is to take control of our life and not let our lives take control of us. What does that mean? Each of us have our own personality. Find out what it means to yourself. But it's pretty much self-explanatory. It means we have power, but it takes work. Okay, this show is also about learning to promote. Before we get on from that, I like to say taking control of our lives has to deal a lot with living our highest, best version of ourselves and living the best life we can. So don't compare yourself to the Joneses or the person next to you or someone you see on TV, because you don't have the resources and support or their type of money or whatever, but you do have what you do have. So you can live your highest, best version of yourself in your life according to that, okay? Don't settle. We can achieve our dreams, or at least we can strategize, overcome, and identify all that, and we can make progress, okay? Getting on with our mission here, we also promote, and this show's about our highest, living our highest, and taking control of our lives. And we do that, like we said, by living our best self in our lives and all the major areas. What are the major areas? Ask yourself. The major areas has to deal with the major things that make life life: your career, your income, your health, relationships, partnerships. And by the way, we're going to be in partnerships and relationships, so that's the area we in, and one of the eight major life areas today, and with our guest here. So, and we mix all that together along with some gratitude, hope, kindness, love, encouragement, you know, the spices that spice up our life. And mainly also with the show's about trusting in a power greater than yourself and in your life. We don't get religious here, but I like to give a thanks out to my Lord and my Savior, the Master, the one who walked the earth, Jesus Christ, because he's a spirit that's alive. If we believe in souls living, spirits living, that's the person who I communicate with every day. But the point is to grab on something greater and stronger than you, and believe and know that you are attached to it, and it can help you in your life today identify, strategize, and overcome. And this is what the show is about, overcoming what your adversities and barriers. And this is what Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. And we couldn't do it without our guests. Our guests help us put it all together, and that's what empowerment is, helping you find the wisdom that makes your life and yourself live to its fullest and optimization, okay, in these major areas of our life. Today's episode, finding greater fulfillment in and out of the bedroom with Antonia, and our guest, Antonia Hall. Give you a little background. What I know about her is she's an author of the Ultimate Guide to a Multi-Orgasmic Life. Okay, so we're going to talk with her in a little bit, and we're going to find out how we can contact her at the end of the show, and what things she got going on in her neck of the woods, or you know, anywhere going on, in case you want to meet her and grab her book. We're gonna hook you up with all that, okay? So we're going to be throwing plugs in the middle of the show and at the end of the show, so you're going to have everything you need to get in contact with Antonia Hall. Okay, a little bit about our guest here, Antonia Hall. Excuse me if I'm saying her name wrong. She will correct me. She's an author, self-empowerment expert, okay, spiritual teacher, artist, blogger, and she travels abroad many places. Okay, she graduated from Dominican University, cum laude. Okay, so high grade average. You know, BA in psychology, a master's at the Institute of Transpersonal Psychology, and she's out of California, Beverly Hills. And I like some of her quotes here. She says, devotes time to protecting the environment and promoting, I believe it's like the green, the green movement. Also, she says she's committed to helping people bring more pleasure into their lives, okay? So she's committed to helping bring more pleasure to their lives. Another way for saying that is just being happy, and pleasure synonymous, you know, little difference. Okay, with that said, I wasted enough time. Please give a warm welcome to our guest here, Antonia. Antonia, help me with this. I'm tongue twisted. Hello.
No, you got it right. Antonia is right.
Yes. Glad for you to be here today. Let's get on with the show. How are you doing? And go ahead and let the listeners know a little bit from what I was letting them know what I found out about you. But if you want to touch on a little bit more and what you do and how you help people, it's your stage.
That was a wonderful introduction. Thank you so much. I am committed to helping people have the tools to enrich every area of their lives. There are so many ways to tap into finding pleasure in our lives in many, many forms. And we tend to become so busy that we get caught up in being in the past, at the meeting that we were just at, how did it go, that kind of stuff. We're thinking about things ahead of ourselves, rather than finding the joy and the power of the moment. And that's where your real power resides, and that's where we can find pleasure in everything that we normally can just become rote and take for granted, from the way that we're eating or taking a shower in the morning, all of it. There's just so much pleasure to be found in life.
Okay. And I like that. Many I'm not going to say scholars, but many great leaders and spiritual leaders have said that. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy where you're at.
It's a powerful practice to enjoy where you're at and be in the flow and trusting in that moment. Because if you're consciously in that moment, you can start connecting with people and the things that show up, the messages that show up, whether it's an animal that crosses your path or a person, rather than like getting stuck in being on your phone or something that can take you out of that moment and you just lose that connection and that potential.
Yes. Yes, I definitely understand that. And listeners, we want you, this show is about us together. So, you know, if something resonates with you, listeners, please, please just take it in, take some notes. If it resonates with you, it's for a reason. Something's speaking to you. And that's why I'm always open to listen. I learn something every day, and it's a reason why things touch us down deep inside. And I really want to believe that things move us because it's something there that's how can I say entangled with that. It's something that we need. So that's for the listeners out there. And we're doing this for you guys. Okay. There's a lot that I want to know, and Tanya, help me with this. I get it right 1 minute. Antonia,
yes.
Yeah, I get it right 1 minute. Just excuse me. I'm drunk off coffee here.
No worries.
Okay, now the sexuality thing. As I was doing my research on your work and how you help people, and I ran across a lot of things, because when you hear the word bedroom and sexuality, people go like, oh, no, I don't want to talk about that. How can that? That's only like for one thing. So how does sexuality and tapping into that boost your life? How does that help you become a better person? How can it?
Great question. Sexuality is a part of all of nature, and we are a part of nature as well. So everything is inherently sexual. And when we are at peace with our own sexuality and start, it's this energy source that is one of the most powerful energy sources that we have to tap into. So when we start tapping into it and using tools like energy work and breath work and learning how to move that energy through our own body, it empowers every area of your life, because you come from this very richly fulfilled space when that energy is moving through you. You're in that zone, and sexual energy is creative and juicy and fulfilling. And so when you're moving it through you, you find that it ripples over into every area of your life.
Okay. And, you know, something just ran across me. When you say sexual energy, the word beauty strikes me as sexual energy. When I see the world as beautiful, it makes me fall in love with it. Like, I love myself and I love the world and my surroundings more when I use, you know, my the way that I see the world. I choose, even in hardship, to see things as beautiful, because. And then I'm going with the flow and not against, you know, contentment, or I'm rolling with it instead of fighting, you know, within myself, oh, I don't like this. So I try to see beauty in a lot of things. So I truly get when you say, you know, the sexual power. To me, what was resonating with me when you say that, and listeners, check this out, you know, the potent power that, you know, our guest here speaks about, of sexuality, but can we also say that, you know, it's beauty? We're actually feeling, falling in love, or we're actually experiencing the beauty of the moment? You guys, I want you to ponder that.
I love that analogy.
Yeah, and ponder that as we, and then, you know, hit us up. Scroll down to the bottom, find out, you know, the question you want. You can contact our guest here. And you know, got questions or whatever, I'm pretty sure she can get back. But you'll contact me. You know, I love questions, and I love just the vibe here. But to get on with the show, you know, we discussed a lot about how sexual energy is creative and how it changes our life. But can we go in a little bit more for the listeners? How do we tap into this beauty, this sexual energy, and this energy that helps us, you know, enjoy our day and fall in love? How do you tap into that? And we talked about also living in the present moment.
Living in the present moment and learning how to use through, we're all energy. We know that everything is energy. Science has shown us. And the more that you can differentiate your sexual energy from your energy body, you can start moving that energy through your body. And not only does this allow both men and women to have full body orgasms, but it also allows you to, it's healing and it replenishes you. And it ripples over. The more that you're moving that energy, the more you'll feel it in your relationships with other people. And part of that is I think of it all as self-love practices. The more that you're loving yourself and taking care of yourself and really getting in touch with that, the more that you are fulfilled and that's inviting to other people. It's you're coming from this different space, and so when you're relating with people, they're attracted to that, and it can really shift your relationships in work and in love and in every area. You know what I mean?
Yes. I like the words you use, more open, not being closed, more open. And
right.
Openness to me goes with being genuine and being, you know, not inhibited and all those good things. I like to know, when I was doing my research and for the listeners here, and I'm pretty sure they would like to know, how can we reconnect on a day-to-day basis, you know, with this spiritual energy? How can we reconnect, you know, our partners are just like use this on a day-to-day basis and like make it new again, I guess, that I'm asking. How can we do that?
Making it new again with your partner specifically. With your partner, it's really important to connect in every day. And we get caught up in the stories of work and home life and whatever's going on. But just to, for even a few minutes every day, to connect with your partner and without words, just look in each other's eyes and appreciate that person and connect in with them. This is your partner. This is the person that you love and treasure. And so it's about treasuring that person at that deep level, even for a few moments a day, is transformative.
Okay. Listeners, you get that? We're talking deep truths here with our guest, Antonia Hall, author of her book, The Ultimate Guide to Multi Orgasmic Life, and you can go and check her out at AntoniaHall.com, AntoniaHall.com. Check out the book, find out a little bit more of what she does and how she can help you. We're going to get into more a little of that towards the end of the show in a few minutes here. This is only a 30-minute show. Now, I want to ask this little question called "Play the Sentence." Finish the sentence here, and I like to do this with the guests. And you just fill in the blank.
Okay.
If I was to ask you, Antonia, as a result of working with me, this is what you'll come back with. You'll come back with blank. How would you fill that in with two or three words?
A greater, deeper fulfillment in your life. And more passion. Yeah. It really leads to so much fulfillment in every area, both within your body, because the body is capable of so much pleasure. Most of us have barely tapped into it. And the more that you tap into that and honor that inherent part of yourself, the more that you'll find it in every area.
Okay. So you said you'll come back with a deeper, clearer...
fulfillment in every area of your life. Yeah, fulfillment.
Listeners, a deeper, clearer fulfillment in every area of your life. And I know listeners thinking, well, how does she do that, right? People want to know, you know, if I work with this person, how are they going to get me there, you know, because this is too good to be true. So in a sentence or two, exactly what tools do you use and how do you help the person get from where they are to that fulfillment, that deeper, clearer fulfillment?
Every tool in my book is super simple. I wrote it as a very, very simple guide. The more of them that you implement into your life, the more you'll find that you can find peace when you're not at peace, if you're stressed out. And it's just really simple tools, and they've been around for thousands and thousands of years. These tools have been tried and true. Everybody can be multi-orgasmic. Everybody is capable of having full-body orgasms. And running that energy through is just, and we're wired for this. We've always been wired for this. So it's not too good to be true. It's just something that a lot of people haven't told you that you are capable of, and you are. And I want everyone to experience the immense amount of pleasure that life can bring in every way.
Okay. Ladies out there, I know you're loving that. Guys, too. Check it out. Okay.
We're all deserving of that. You know, we all deserve to experience deep, incredible pleasure in our lives.
Yes. And I know that we're here for procreation and expressing our love towards one another, and these are one of the reasons our body is used for. I truly know and believe that. Okay.
These practices can also be done if you're single, by the way. You don't have to have a partner to be able to tap into these.
Okay. Single ladies, single guys. I know y'all are really going to grab the books now. everybody wants to feel good. The ultimate guy.
Everybody deserves to feel good. We should. It's our birthright.
Yes.
It's our birthright. Yeah.
So give us a snapshot of the book where they can pick it up at, future events you got going on, where we can run into you at, get a book signed, anything else that you're doing. Give it to them all. But first, let's get a snapshot, a little bit about, you know, a bullet or two and what you want them to come back with. We got about a minute or two to you.
Okay. It's the ultimate guide to a multi-orgasmic life. I mean multi-orgasmic life in every area. There are a lot of tools in there, even though it's a simple little book, couple of pages, and then an exercise. That's it. Each chapter is teeny tiny. So it's really easy to implement into your life. You can find it on Amazon. You can find me at AntoniaHall.com, and you can find me on social media. I'm all over the place. I always give tips and tools, and I love hearing from people. Let me know what you think and how I can help you further.
Okay. Listeners, there you have it. And get, before we go out here, let's get one little tip or technique that you that they can do at home, being a G-rated show, you know. let's just say, you know, on how to up their, you know, their spiritual energy, on a technique on anything that you talk about in the book.
I think that the best way to up your energy really quickly is breath work, because we all know that when we're stressed out or angry or frustrated, that you can take a few deep breaths and it'll help calm you down. And so you can also use short, quick little breaths to up your energy. It's one of the fastest tools that is super easy, and the yogic expression is breath is life. The more breath you're getting, the more you will find that you have more energy and just feel better, because most of us have become very shallow breathers, and so it's really important to get breath back into you. So that would be my super quick and easy energy tool that I would recommend. But just enjoy life more. Life is meant to be fun, and we're really supposed to be playing and enjoying this journey. So just find it in every single day. Stop and just like, how can I enjoy this moment more? And stop and appreciate and look around, because we're losing that when we get into the computers and stuff too much, you know?
Yes. And I second that. Listeners out there, we have tremendous greatness, power, and potential inside of us, outside of us. Where we come from is so great, we cannot imagine. We have to explore the depths of who we are and believe in the impossibility that we are greater than what we ever can conceive. Just know, as our guest said, don't pass by the roses in our life, and not smell it, okay? Every day we're given chances to smell a rose. And are you walking by it? Are you going to miss the beauty and the sensuality of it? Because we're missing so much in this computer age. So it's time to take control of our life. It's worth the work. Discover you, your greatness. Piece by piece, we can do this. This is what the show's about. I'm on my journey. Antonia's on her journey. We all have a path. None of the paths are the same. The goal is to constantly grow into the truths about who we are and what's going on the bigger scheme of things. I mean, whatever your belief is, I'm cool. Just grow. Just grow and love harder. I know it's hard. Love yourself with all your might, even when you don't want to. Love your enemy. I know it's hard. I go through it daily, weekly. But you know what? At the end of the day, we are all connected. We are all our brother's keeper. Yes, we are. We're the family of the human race. So we have to love. It's hard. And that's the journey. Journey back into from where we came from, and the discovery is great. Give a warm welcome. I'm sorry for that long speech, give us a warm welcome for our guest, the Urban Life Coach. Thank you, Antonia, for your great wisdom and insight.
Thank you. It's a total pleasure. I really appreciate it.